We got to the Gimel Minhag of Tana Rabbanan like 7 lines down. So we're discussing the Indian of beer on Shvi'is, that once the produce is no longer available, so then the ones that you have in the house, you have to get rid of, you have to get it out of your house. So the Gemara quotes a brayta, Tana Rabbanan, Oichlim ba'anavim had sheyichlu dol yishol oichlim. One may eat grapes until there's no more grapes on the vines that they drape over trellises and things like that of this place called Eichel, because that was usually assumed to be the latest grapes that were around. There was a place that they had a lot of vineyards, so if there was no grapes there, you could assume that there's no more grapes around in the whole entire area. However, if you do know that there are other places that have grapes even later than in Eichel, so Eichel Nalayim, so meaning it's not Xerim Zakasov to go after Eichel. I mean, Eichel is usually the last place, but if you find out that there's another place that's the last place, so then you go to the other place. Bezeisim, olives you could eat, Achiichla Akron Shebet Koya, until the last ones of the city of Tkoya, because Tkoya was a place where they grew a lot of olive trees. So once there was no more olives in Tkoya, so then you could assume that there's no more olives. It's not measured by Tekoya, but rather a different place called Gush Chalav, which is also a place that was known for its olives. What does it mean that there's no more there? It doesn't mean that you can't find one single olive left anymore. What it means to say is when the Ani goes out to collect, and he doesn't find, not on the tree itself and not by the trunk of the tree, enough olives to gather up a quarter of a calf. The Gregris is dried figs, Achichu Paga Besini, until there's no more pagim, there's no more figs in Besini. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lehusru Paga Besini Evel Le'inyan Meiser. No, Paga Besini wasn't mentioned as a measuring stick, that's the last of the figs. Rather, it was only said Megabi Hochas Meiser, that we said Pagi Besini, the figs that come from Besini, Vahini de Tuvina, and the figs of Tuvina, Chayom Meiser and Chayom Meiser. And according to Rashi, the Chiddush is that even though these are small figs and they seem to never fully ripen, nonetheless they're still considered a fruit to be Chayom Meiser. Oichlin b'tmarim, continuing, we said you could eat dates, achi yichla achron shebetzayah, until there's no more dates in tzayah. Rishim Gamliel, Eimer, oichlin al shal ben akipim, vein oichlin al shal ben ashitzim. This we quoted yesterday already, that in the palm tree itself, if there's dates that got caught between the branches, the palm branches, the lulavim, so then those, it's still called that there's dates available, and you could still eat more dates. But however, if all that's left there is the Ben HaShitz in between those scales, those sharp protrusions that you have on the etzim trunk of the tree, so that the animal doesn't get to because it's sharp, it will get hurt, and therefore those ones don't count. V'raminu, we're saying all these shurim over here, we have a different place that it says, Oichlim ba'anavim ala Pesach, grapes could be eaten until Pesach time. V'zei siman atzeres aros tol shavuos v'gregos ara Chanukah, dry figs until Chanukah v'tumar mara Purim, and dates until Purim. Rebbeinu explained that v'yechanon tarti basrais amachlif, he switched the last two around, that instead of saying figs tol Chanukah and dates tol Purim, he said figs tol Purim and dates tol Chanukah. But either way, we have different shiurim than the shiurim that we were saying before from the first mission that we quoted. First verse that we quoted, so on that he says, they're both the same shiur. The Ara Pesach is the same time as when that area that we pointed out would usually get finished, would usually not have any more of that type. V'boy Seima, Hakatani behedya imesh mukharz mehem oichlin alayim. The first mission bris that we quoted said with Farish that if it's there's later, then you could be saimach on the later. So it's not a stira. This bris, the second one, is talking about when there were later ones.
But then, what if there's later than Chanukah? Then that's really not a shear.
Yeah. So what's the first one? Also, what was it's also not a shear.
Right.
I guess it's assumptions. That's the way I understand it. Right. It's usually what happens. Usually you could eat till here. If there's later, you could. But economy, if you talk, I have a real idea. I mean, not every person goes and checks every day how much is left.
Mm-hmm.
So until you know that there's later, these are the assumptions. But if you know, you know. Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, similar haram milim. The simon to know what a har is it grows these milim, which is gallnut trees. So we'll see soon what's a negeya. It's not called a mountain if it doesn't have gallnut trees there. Similar amakim, and similarly the simon to know that something's an amic, a valley, is the column, but it has palm trees, it has day trees. Similar nechalim, the simon for nechalim is a different type of valley, is kanim, that it has reeds growing there. Similar shvela is like plains, lowlands. So the simon for that is shikma, is that the sycamore trees grow there. Vava bishen raya, even though it's not a raya, it's not called a shvela if it doesn't have shikmim, it doesn't have these sycamore trees growing there. Nonetheless, there's a little bit of a remez, a hint to it. Shenemar, vayiten amelech as hakesef Yerushalayim. The melech made, there was so much wealth there that he made the silver the in Yerushalayim kavanim that was mamish abundant as if it was stone, just like stones were abundant. Ves harozim, and the cedar wood, which is a very chashuv wood, it's usually rare. It was so abundant, so nasa kishikmin asher b'shvela, that it was like the shikmin, the sycamore trees of the plains. So from the fact that we say kishikmin asher b'shvela, we see that a shvela is a place where the shikmin usually are. Lariv, that there were so many. So the Gemara explains similar milim, similar makim to kolim. What's the nafkamina that similar haram milim that you have these gallnut trees and a similar amokim for the valleys is the column, the palm trees? What's the nafkamina? Teretz is nafkamina the bikurim. The nafkamina is for bikurim. The tnan emavim bikurim elam shivas haminim. Bikurim doesn't come from all types of produce, only from the shivas haminim. V'loi midekolim sheva harim v'loi miperi sheva makim. Even within the shivas haminim themselves, it has to be in a place where, like Rashi explains, they grow good quality pears. Therefore, the kolim, if you have dates growing up in the mountains, then, which is usually not good quality dates grow much better in the valley, so you don't bring bikurim from the dates of the mountains, you only bring it from dates of the valley. V'loimi pears, sheva makim, and the opposite, tfuwa, grain, let's say wheat and barley, because that's the ones that are negev for bikurim, they grow much better in the mountain, not in the valley. Rashi says because the water in the valley sits, it all drains down to the valley, it sits there, and it causes the plants not to grow so well. So pears that grew in the amakim is no good. You should bring dafka from grain that grows in the mountains. So when we want to touch up which type of place is the opportune place to bring bikurim, a valley is dafka if it has the kolim in it, and a har is dafka if it has these milim, these gallnut trees growing there. So such a har, if tua is planted there, that's the opportune tua to use for bikurim. Similar to nechalim konim, that which we said the simon of nechalim is konim. Nafkamina, what's the nafkamina of that? The nachal eson. The nafkamina is for egra rufa. Egra rufa has to be beheaded in the nachal eson, in a nachal that was eson, that was hard, meaning was never worked and was never used before. But the first condition is it has to be a nachal. So since a nachal is not called a nachal without konim, so if you find an area that doesn't have konim there, so it cannot be used for egla rufa. Simin l'shvela, The simin of Ashvela is Shikma, is these sycamore trees. What's a nafgamina? Nafgamina lemekachamemker. The nafgamina is for mekachamemker. If you tell your friend, I'm selling you a plot of land in a Shvela, so it has to have sycamore trees. Otherwise, it's not a Shvela. And the other person could say that it's a mekachtois. Hashda, the asas lahachi, now that we came onto this nafgamina, legabe Shvela, then it's for Mecha Chomemker. Kuli Nami Mecha Chomemker. So then, really, you could say they're all negayah for Mecha Chomemker. If you say I'm selling you a plot of land in the Har, this Astam plot of land in the Har has to have milim, has to have these golden trees, and so on and so forth. A Astam plot of land in the Amek has to have the Dukolim. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a good sale.
Would be the opposite also. If I'm selling you the column, then it can't be the ones on Harem.
Yeah, and Echam. Okay, so next Mishnah. So now we're going to, because we started out with Makam Shenagu Legale Pesach, to do Malach on Erev Pesach, so we're going to go through a lot of different halachas that were totally in Minik. So next Mishnah continues Makam Shenagu Limkar Behema Daka Lenochrim Meichrim. A city that has a Minig to sell Behema Daka. Small animals like sheep and goats to goyim, so then they can follow them and they're allowed to sell. Mokum shenagu shalidim, a place that has a meaning not to sell, a meichrim. Then they're not allowed to sell. But chol mokim, wherever you are, a meichrim then behemagasi, not allowed to sell them, behemagasi, not allowed to sell them animals that normally are used for work. And the reason behind all of this is, Chazal made a gzeira not to sell behemagasi to a goy, because if you're going to start selling with them, there's one or two chashashes. Either you might rent it to them or lend it to them, which then they're going to use it on Shabbos. You'll run into a problem with Shvi'is Shabbos, and or you before you sell it. Normally, when you buy something, you take it for test drive. Again, he might test it on Shabbos. Again, we'll run into the same problem with Shvi'is Shabbos. So they made a gzeira not to sell to a goy behema gasa. The machlokes and meaning is did they make a chumrah to ask or eat, to sell any animals, even behema daka, or to behema gasa, or no, the it was limited daka to behema gasa. So everywhere behema gasa is usher, and it's totally admitted if even behema daka is usher.
Wasn't it also because they were ushered
on Revi'ah? In Avodah Zarah. Yeah, we find that in Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, I don't remember exactly the whole Shaka Batali now, but the Gemara in Avodah Zarah does, when it says that other gzera, it asks them here that it's mashma, only this gzera, it seems that it's a machlokes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes are chayshev revi, sometimes are, or even in there are circumstances that you're not chayshev revi, even so, there would still be this other consideration. The Gemara goes over there through, ask that kasha. Makim shenagu limkor behem adakas lenachim is merchim, makim shenagu shalom limkor emerchim, ubechom makim emerchim lehem. Behemagasa, regardless, you can't sell behemagasa. Agala masiyachim, and even if it's a behemagasa that's not ready to work now, it's a calf or a siyach is a baby horse, right? So even though it's not ready to work now, since it's that min that does work, so that everybody holds his aser. Shleim mishurim, and similarly, the iser is whether it's a whole animal. There's nothing wrong with the animal. And therefore, it's ready to work. Or even if it's shurim, even if it's an animal that has a broken leg or some other problem with it, that it's not ready for work in the first place. Nonetheless, across the board, like plug, all behemah dakas are aser, even if they're shomer. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shur. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the iser was never made on a shura. A shura is obviously not going to be used for work. And Rashi explains it's going to be shechted right away. So b'meil, there's no gzeira. Even that you'll see that there's a Jewish animal sitting by the guy, that you should be going to this after everything else. If the guy's buying a broken animal, why is he buying it? He's obviously buying it for the meat. If that's the case, it's going to be shechted right away, so it's a whole different type of sale, and they were never going on such a thing. Ben Meseira Mata Besus. Ben Meseira says that a horse may be sold to a guy, because the whole shash is, like we said before, that he's going to work it. Now, what type of work does a horse do? A horse ride. You ride a horse. In those days, I guess they didn't use horses to plow wagons and pull wagons and things. They just used it for riding. So, riding is not also midrash anyway, because chayin is itself. It's only also midrash abanan. So, if a person does it, it's also midrash abanan. if an animal doesn't, first of all, they lav dafka were geyser the rabbanon in the first place, and for sure, to be geyser selling it to a guy because he might come and use it as a test driver, might come to rent it, that far they for sure weren't geyser, since the whole concept of a person riding on riding on Shabbos is, would only be a derabbanon. Magum shenagel lechol tzlipi leili psachim, a place that had a minig to eat roasted meat on Pesach night, oichlim. Makom shenagel shaloi lechol ein oichlim, a place that had a minig not to eat, then they can't eat. And the reason why they had a minig not to eat is because there's a chash of kachim b'chutz. People who see you eating meat now will think that that meat is the Karban Pesach meat, and they might come to think that you bring a Karban Pesach even out of Yerushalayim, or even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Also, Leila Adam Sheyayim Rebaser Zela Pesach. Even Bezman HaZeh, when a person designates meat for the Yom Tov of Pesach, has to be very careful not to say, this meat is for Pesach. Because then it could be misunderstood. That means this meat is for the Karban Pesach, right? So also, la'adam sheyayim rabasa zel pesach who mimnei sheniruka makdish behemtoi, because it looks like he's makdish his animal for Karban Pesach, and then later on when he's going to be eating it for on Pesach, la'ichu kachem b'chutz. So now it looks like he's eating kachem outside. Amar Papa says, "Amar Papa l'dafke basar. This is only true by meat." Avochiti, if a person wants to designate, let's say, wheat for Pesach to make matzah out of it, loy. So even if he says this wheat is for Pesach, no one thinks that you're being makdish the wheat for its damim to use the money to go and buy a carbon Pesach. That far, no one's going to go, and therefore, no one's going to. Everybody understands that into the Pesach Kamer, that all you mean to say is that this meat is I'm putting aside. I'm watching it to have it for Pesach, for the yomtiv of Pesach. Fracting more baser loy, you're not allowed to have meat designated for Pesach. Meisvei, Amar Rabbi Yosi, our Mishnah. Oh, sorry, not our Mishnah. It's based on that law of our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yosi says Titus is Roimi. Titus from Rome, hinding as bnei Roimi, he made a minig for the people of Rome. Lechol gedim mikulasim, to eat goats that were roasted whole with their insides. Like by looking like a helmet, meaning right by were roasted on the spit, right by the head of the animal. And we're going to have machlokes later on when we get to the hilkos of a Karban Pesach. How is it supposed to be roasted? One sheet of holes that they put the insides after they were taken out when they removed the chaylev and they cleaned out the intestines. Then afterwards, before the roasting, they were put back inside the animal. The other man Amr says that they were roasted on top of the animal, looking like a hat. So he held like that second shita, which happened to be Rabbi Kiva's shita. So he was knowing that they should do that in Rome, v'leil pesachim, on the night of Pesach, as a zecher for the Karban Pesach. Shochuloi, so they sent him in Moed Holdis Atta, had it not been that you were another Chasha, that you were Taidis, Gezreinu Alecha, neither we will put you in Cherim, Shetam Machal, it's all Kachem B'chutz. You're being Machal, everybody, Kachem B'chutz. So this fracting Gemara Kachem Sakadaita, they were never Makdash. Why? What do you mean you're Machal Kachem Bechutz? Elaim Makarev Lahachos Yisrael Kachem Bechutz. It's close to being Machal people Kachem Bechutz. Because people, if you roast it like this, people are going to confuse it with the real Karban Pesach. They're going to start being Makdash it, and they're going to end up, it's going to come that people are going to be Nichshol and eating Kachem Bechutz.
Who was this guy that they were, like, why didn't they?
We're going to see soon. Gemara's going to discuss that. So the Gemara says, "Mekulas in she'em mekulas loy." It's mashma that the only problem was to do it because mekulas, because then it mamish looks like a Karban Pesach. You're roasting it exactly the way the real Karban Pesach was roasted. But if you make any other type of meat, either a different type or cooked in a different way, so then loy, it sounds like it's not a problem. And for the Gemara, shiny mekulas, ami mekulas loyshna amar loyshna loyamar. If you do it mekulas. So even without saying Basar Zel HaPesach, the fact that you don't say anything, the fact that it's just being cooked like that right away, people associate that with the Karban Pesach. So no matter what, it's a problem. She'ena Mekulas, but if you're not roasting it in such a manner, and you're just making plain meat, so then normally people don't associate it with the Karban Pesach. So then perishin, so then that's reviewed as din, that if you speak it out, so once you speak it out, no, even if you're cooking in a different way, people will still think that you did it from the fact that you spoke it out, people will think that you're a makneshit. But loy perish, but if you didn't say anything and you stopped making meat for Pesach night and you didn't say those words Basar Zel HaPesach, and you're not cooking it in the way of Gedim Makulas, so then loy, so then it's not a problem. The way we have it, it started out, this Bryce said, Am Rabbi Yossi, Pedish Yisroimi. However, Rabbi Acha had a different gear, so that it wasn't Amr Rabbi Yossi, rather it was Amr Rabbi Shimon, Titus Yisroimi. So on that gear, so Maskele Rabbi Sheshes, Bishlam Olamanda Tani, Lok Rabbi Yossi, Bishlam, if the Manda Amr of the Bryce is Rabbi Yossi, Nicho, then it's good. Elamanda Masli, Rabbi Shimon. But if the gears of the Brisa is that it was Rabbi Shimon, Minicha, is the Brisa good? But now, don't we have a Brisa, a Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon Paiter, Shalai is not a Kiderach HaMesmadvin. The case is, if a person says, Harei Alai Chitim Mincha Mina Sa'irim, I'm going to bring a carbon Mincha from barley. Now we know that a Mincha is only of wheat. So the Tanna Kama says, he has to bring a Mincha of wheat. What, as soon as he says Arei Alai Mincha, he is chayav to bring a karma mincha. The fact that he says min ha-sa'irim can't be, and therefore he has to bring a mincha of wheat. And as we're going to see soon in the Shaka V'Tarya, this could be for one of two reasons: either because you hold tzvois lashon rishon, if you say two contradictory statements, so then we go after the lashon rishon. So as soon as you say Arei Alai Mincha, it means a proper mincha. Then you say min ha-sa'irim means nothing. So tzvois lashon rishon says that it's kilu, he only said Arei Alai Mincha and not the words Minasairim. Or, number two, is there's a concept called the Einadam Maiti Devar of Levatala, that a person doesn't say a nether in vain. So if he says a Mincha Minasairim, if there can't be a Mincha Minasairim, so we nemon that he zikr would have meant to bring one from Chitim. But either way, according to the Tanakhama, he has to bring a Mincha of wheat in such a case. Because that's not a Mincha Nadavi, you can't say Arei Alai.
Yeah.
So that says says Reb Shimon Pater. Reb Shimon says if a person says Harei Alai Mincha Minasairim, he's Pater, he doesn't bring anything. Shalei is not the Kederach Mestavim. Because he didn't donate it the way normal people donate, he didn't say something that is normally donatable to the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, he's Pater from everything. So if that's the case, if a person says Amit Bosses at LePesach and it wasn't made in the way of Gedim Mekulas, it's Leis Nadav Kederach Mesnadim. So according to Reb Shimon, what's the Chashash of Kachim Bechutz? Even if a person would do it in times of Beis Hamikdash, the Hekdash wouldn't be a Chal. So therefore, there shouldn't be a Chashash.
Amalei Ravino. The Hekdash wouldn't be Chal? Or that there would be an Isser to eat it outside?
A guy who says Bosses at LePesach is just like saying. It's just like saying, Harei Adei Mincha Minasayim.
Why? Because
either was let's say it was a type of meat that wasn't a sheep or a goat. Or let's say even better, Bosses on the Pesach, the halakha is true even if it was already shechted. You walk into Romanian, you take a piece of meat, and you say, Bosses on the Pesach. You can't be makdish a carbon like that. So the chachamim were choshed that Alpha became, it looks like kachim b'chutz. According to Reb Shimon, it can't look like that because it's not because there is not. Well, you're right. If a guy says a sheep, and he says on the sheep, this sheep is a carbon, so even Rav Shimon would have a problem with that. But if you go to something that's not a sheep, and for sure something that's already geshachten, and you go to it and say, Bazaz ala Pesach, so you shouldn't, it's not a Kederach HaMesnadim. So Amar Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina said to Ravashi, Uman de Tani lak Rav Yossi minicha, Elamai the Gersus Rav Yossi, is that any better? Va Amar Rav, didn't Rav say, Rav Shimon Bashitis Rav Yossi, Amar Rav Shimon, who says, Lois not a Kederach Mesnadim, he has to hold like Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Afik Ma'advar Adam Nitvas, that he holds that he does, that's the opposite of Tfais Lashon Rishon. That we don't only look at Lashon Rishon, Afik Ma'advar, we also look at the end of what a person says. Because, like we explained before, there could be one of two reasons that when a person says, Alai Mincha Min Asarim, it should be Chal. So, in order for Rabbi Shimon to hold that it's not chal, that the nether doesn't take effect, it's not enough that he holds Lois Nadav Kederach Mesnadim, because if you hold Tfais Lashon Rishon, that he wasn't Nadav Kederach Mesnadim. So he has to hold Rabbi Yossi, who holds Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas. So my love, so we're assuming, isn't it, that Mid Rabbi Shimon Sama like Rabbi Yossi, if Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon who says Lois Nadav Kederach Mesnadim has to come on to Rabbi Yossi, who says Afigvad Dvarav Adam Nitfas, so the opposite is true as well, that Rabbi Yossi Namu who says Afigvad Gimar Dvarav Adam Nitfas, Sama like Rabbi Shimon that holds of Lois Nadav Kederach Mesnadim. So if that's the case, if Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shimon, so even if the rise is to Rabbi Yossi, again, why did Rabbi Yossi have a problem with the with meat that's not for a Korban Pesach. I mean, that's not the derech that they make a Korban Pesach. What happened to the Lois Nadu Kederech HaMisnadu? So it says the Gemara, no raya. Reb Shimon Sava Lak Reb Yosi, V'le Reb Yosi Sava Lak Reb Shimon. Just because Reb Shimon knows like Reb Yosi doesn't necessarily mean that Reb Yosi has to hold Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon has to hold that Reb Yosi, he has to hold the both halachas. Lois Nadu Kederech HaMisnadu and Afri Gemara Dvar Adam Nitfas. Reb Yosi, who says Afri Gemara Dvar, doesn't have to hold of Lois Nadu Kederech HaMisnadu. So he could hold that the reason that a person who says Arei Lai Micha Min HaSa'irim, he's chayav a karban micha, not because of Toys Rosh Rishon, but rather because ein adam moitzi dvar levatala, and therefore it's chal, and who adin by us, it would be chal because ein adam moitzi dvar levatala. But Enechanami, Hitaka doesn't hold of Reb Shimon's svara of leis nadin, and therefore in such a case it would be a problem. Ibailu.
Did they hidden by Toys, did they say anything, or did they just prepare it this way?
The Gemara seems to be saying that they didn't say anything, but Afal Pikein, there was a chash because it looked like they were doing it and someone's going to come and make a mistake and start saying things based on that.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Iboilu. Titus Yisroimi, this person, Titus Yisroimi, that Chazal said really they would have put him in Chayim, but because he was Titus, they didn't put him in Chayim. What did that mean? Gavra Rabba Havra. Was he an Adam Chashev, and because he was an Adam Chashev, that's why they just reprimanded him, as opposed to putting him in the Chayim? Or because he was a tough person, he was a very connected, powerful person, and they were afraid to put him in the Chayim. Tadashima. We have a Brisa that says, Tadash Yisroimi Darshan the following Joshua. Ma'ro Hanani Mishova Azari Yoshemasu Asmana Kadisha Hashem. When Hanani Mishova Azari were told to bow to the statue and they didn't want to do it and they allowed themselves to get killed, what did they see fit that they should give their lives up Al Kiddush Hashem? The Kishanesh to be thrown into the furnace. So Nasu Kalvachimer Ba'atsan, they made a Kalvachimer. Mitzvardim from Machat Svarday and Mamash this week's Parsha. Umatzvardim Shein Mitzuvim Al Kiddush Hashem, frogs. They're not Bali Bechira, and they don't have mitzvahs. They're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Kedushas Hashem. And nonetheless, Ksiv Behu, it says, by the Makkah of Tzardeo, Bo, V'olub V'Vesech, they're going to come and go into your houses. And it continues, and the end of the Pasuk is, with Tanurecha into your ovens, and Mishar Resecha, and into your dough. And Chazal Da'ashen, and Imasa, and Misharas Mitzvah, say, so Tanur, when do you have dough near an oven? Havir Mishashat Tanurcham, when the oven's on. When the oven's off, you don't have dough by the oven. If you're making dough, that means the oven's hot, and they're going into the oven, that means they're going into the hot oven to get burnt. So they to be mekadosh shem shemayim, even though they're not mitzvah, they went into the hot oven. So anu shem mitzvah now kedushas Hashem. So us that we're mitzvah and kedushas Hashem, alachas kama mekama, that we should jump into the oven. So what do we see from here? We see from here that he was an adam chashev. He was a tamarokum. He said drashas. Now, the Rishonim over here are very bothered with this memory. I mean, what did he need a Kal V'Chomer for? Avad Zara is from the Gimel Chamuras. It's not like they had a choice. They're mechuyev to give up their life for Avad Zara. So Tosis understands that Itaka wasn't Avad Zara. Tosis understands that it was they were bowing to the thing, not to serve it, but rather it was just for the Kavod HaMelech. So it wasn't really Avad Zara. It was just a statue that was made for Kavod HaMelech, and therefore the Aver wouldn't have been an Aver of Yerek VaYaver. And Ava Pikein, because of the Kiddush Hashem, they gave up their lives. For another pshat that the Rishonim say is, it was a situation that if they wanted to, they could have escaped. Similar to Daniel, who escaped in order that he shouldn't be put to the same test, that he'll be killed if he doesn't bow. So who adin? They could have escaped, and they didn't escape in order that they should be caught, in order to be mekal Hashem Shemayim. But either way, they did something that was lefnim ishur hadin, and that's why they needed this Kal V'Chomer in order to say that they should be mekal Hashem Shemayim. Rabbi Yosi bar Avin Amar. Rabbi Yosi bar Avin said about this Titus Yisroimi, Matam Alai L'Kishol Talmid Chamaya. He was a person. He's not disagreeing with what we said before, that he also had Yediyas HaTorah. That's clear from the Brisa that we said before. But another thing about him was, he was a person who had money, and he used to help invest, he gives Talmid Chacham to invest, so this way the Talmid Chacham should have parnasa that they should be able to learn. So that's the best, we find this many places, the best way to support a Talmid Chacham is if you give him something to have a source of income from, to put him on a seat, not just a one-time gift. So that's a high level of Hachzakas HaTorah. So this is what this Talmid Chacham used to do. Anybody who gives this source of parnasa of investments to Talmid Chachamim, he'll be zeichet to sit in Yeshiva Shemala, like it says, kibitzel haChachma, in the shadow of the Chachma of the Talmid Chachamim, which means in their mechitzos, bitzel haKesef, that's where the Kesef will be. I mean, the people that gave them Kesef, that supported them and were machzik them and enabled them to learn. A place that had a meaning that they lit neiris in the homes on Yom Kippur night, not on, but for Yom Kippur night, madlikim, so then they could light. And if a place that they had a meaning not to light, a madlikim. We'll see soon in the Gemara what the reasons are. Madlikim, bevatek nesis, bevatek midrashas, regardless, this is only in the houses, but in shul and beis medrash, umari safelis, or in the dark alleyways outside, so over there you could light. V'agabik chaylim, and similarly in a place where you need the light for a chayla, avada, even in a place that had a minigna to light, over there you could light.
But that's talking about even anyim kippur, no?
Well, that's if it's a chayla sheish b'sakana. But even if it's a chayla sheim b'sakana.
But you could do anything, Arab.
But we'll see soon why there was a meaning not to light.
Ah, okay.
But whatever the meaning had not to have lights are, but in shul, that meaning doesn't extend to shul or a base manager, and it doesn't extend to a dark ash street, and it doesn't extend to a room where a chayli is, even if it's a chayli shayim b'sakana.
It's funny because now we even use that for Abdallah. Like, it's almost like you need to
light. Well, the Gemara's going to get to Abdallah with the Matzim Kippur also soon. Right, so Tana. The Bryce explains, both the place that had a minute yes to light and the place that had a minute not to light, the kavana of them was the same. Meaning on Yom Kippur night, we know that it's also B'tashmer Hamita. So the ones that held to light, they made a cheshbon like this. Also, you're not allowed to have relations when there's lights in the room. So by having lights in the room, that will stop the people from being nishal in Inuit of having tashrish. The others had made a cheshbon the exact opposite. If there's lights, then the person could see his wife. He might have a tiber for her. So if there's no lights, he won't build up the tiber. So again, it's better as a protection not to come to be over the Inuit of tashrish. He the bedafke had a meaning not to have lights in the house. Amar Mishua. Darash Rava, the Amech Kulam Tzadikim. The pasuk says, "Your nation, all of them are Tzadikim, La'ilum Yeshuaris, and therefore they all be Yerush Olam Haba." What does it mean, Kulam Tzadikim? Bein Sha'amr LaHadlik. This concept, whether it's a place that had a meaning to light, Bein Sha'amr Shalay LaHadlik Shem LeNiskavim Elul Varecha. They're both coming. They're Kulam Tzadikim. They're both coming to Shem Shemayim for the same purpose, and either way, they're right for what they're doing. The only time you make a Vayir Me'eresh is on Matzah Shabbos. Because fire was created, like we'll see soon in tomorrow's daf, fire was created on Matzah Shabbos. Amalei Hahu Saba, this Zakin, this older person, said to them, V'itemin Rabbi Baruch Hanu, others said, Rabbi Baruch Hanu said to them, Yasher Kayach for saying such a thing, Kenam Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon also said like that, the only time you make Havdalah is Matzah Shabbos. Not Havdalah, but Me'esh is Matzah Shabbos. Ula Havarach HaChamra, Ula was one time riding a donkey, V'azal, and he's traveling, V'havashokol, V'azal Rebaba Miyaminei, V'rabba Baruch Hanu Mismoli, and it happened to be that Rebaba was on his right, and Rabbi Baruch Hanu was on his left. So Amalei Rebaba Ula, Rebaba asked Ula, Vali Darmisu, is it true that which you say, B'shmei Rebbe Yechonon, Eimei Varchin Ala Ar, that you don't make a bracha on Eish, El Matzah Shabbos, only on, with the exception of Matzah Shabbos, that's the only time you make a bracha Barim Me'esh. Because that's when, and the reason is, you make a bracha barim me'esh on Matzah Shabbos because that's when the fire was created, and if that's the case, it's only Matzah Shabbos, not any other Matzah Yantif. Hadar Ula chazav bibi Rabbi Baruch Hanu bishus. So Ula gave a look, a dirty look, at Rabbi Baruch Hanu because he understood that Rabbi Abba must have heard that from Rabbi Baruch Hanu in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, so he gave him a look like, Why do you tell him that it's not true? So Amalei, Rabbi Bar Chanan, without him even explaining what he meant, Rabbi Bar Chanan understood. And Rabbi Bar Chanan said, I never said that member of Rabbi Yochanan on over here. El Aho Amri, I said it like this. The Tani, Tana Kamenid Rabbi Yochanan, the Tana said over a bison in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon Lazar, Aymer, Yom Kippur, Mishachol Yuz B'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, Alpha Mokim Shomru Shaloy Lahadik, even in a place that the minig was not normally on Yom Kippur, not the light Neris, like we said before, nonetheless, Mantigim Nekh Kod Shabbos. Over here where it's covered Shabbos, they do light. Vani Rabbi Yochanan Basrei, however, Rabbi Yochanan said afterwards, V'chom Moishim, the Chachams say that no, if you don't light on a regular Yom Kippur, even if it's Friday night, you still don't light. And so, the way it was said over, Rashi explains is, Bacham say you can't light until after Yom Kippur. So they thought that he was saying something about lighting Matzah Yom Kippur for Avdallah. No, there's nothing to do with that. He's saying, out the minig of not lighting, even though it was a Friday night, you don't light till after Yom Kippur. Amalei Adote Heikai. This Taka, Rabbi Yochanan said, that such a thing, that over here you don't light, but Avada on a regular Yom Kippur, Abar Me'esh, we'll see soon that you do make, and therefore it's not limited to Matzah Shabbos. Okay.
Could you explain what did Ulu get upset about? I understand why he got upset over there.
He was upset because Rabbi Bar Chanan, according to what he understood, misquoted him in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Bar Chanan said this, if Rabbi Abba heard this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he's assuming he heard it from Rabbi Bar Chanan, who said it in the name of him, who said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So he looked at Rabbi Bar Chanan like, why are you misquoting me?
Mm-hmm. So Ula never said this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not that it wasn't true, it's just that he never said it.
Well, when you see soon, it isn't true.
Uh-huh.
Because you also make on your Matzah Yom Kippur.
Rabbi Yochanan did not say that, or it's
not true. Rabbi Yochanan never said this because he didn't. He held Rabbi Yochanan never said it because it's not true. Because you make on your Matzah Yom Kippur also, so it's not true that the only time you make is Matzah Shabbos.